Good to know of Shabbos. This week's Haftarah of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, comes up maybe two or three times a year. And it does not have to be connected to the Parsha Bechlal, but we will still, Amir Tashem, see a very strong Kesher to the Parsha. The beginning of the Haftarah, which is the end of Sefer Yeshaya. So Navi says, Koyamar Hashem, Hashomayim Kis'i, V'ha'aretz Adoyim Ragloi. Because Baruch Hu says, I live in Shemayim, I reside in Shemayim. There's a tremendous Gili Shechina in Shemayim. V'ha'aretz Adoyim Raglai. But there is still an impression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still able to feel His presence and show Himself in this world also. Adoyim Raglai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I still step on this world. I'm still involved in this world. It goes all the way down to here. Eize vayis asher tivnuli. Ve'eize mokim enuchasi. What kind of home do you think you could build for me? Where do you think you can make a place for me to reside? You're going to make a home for me. I'm Hashem from Shemayim Daritz. It's not Shayach to make a place for me. Meaning to say, because Baruch Hu said, I never asked for a Beis HaMikdash, never asked for a Beis HaKnesses, never asked for a Beis HaMikdash for myself. I don't need it. I'm much bigger than that. I instructed you in Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash for yourselves, for Klal Yisrael. Ves kol eile yadi asasa, because Baruch Hu says, I created this entire world. Vayiyu kol eile Noam Hashem, and all of this came into being, says Hashem. Abit, what am I looking for? El ani al dvari. I'm looking for someone who is humble, for someone who has a broken spirit, and for someone who is charedi. What does charedi mean? So if you look in the Targum, says, we've spoken about this before, the Targum says charedi means he's always willing, he's mevatel himself to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So according to Targum, it's someone that right away immediately listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, a little bit further on in the Haftarah, Rashi says, what does Charedi mean? So Rashi says in Pasuk Hey, when it says, Shimu Dvar Hashem Charedim, so Rashi says, Charedim al Dvaray, HaTzadikim HaMimarim B'charada L'Iskar V'al Dvarav. Tzadikim who run immediately to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they drop everything. Whatever they're involved in, they stop it right away to do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like in a minute, not in 5 minutes, just want to finish this, I'm coming soon, I'm going to get to the minyan as soon as I finish this. No, they drop. We used to be taught in elementary school, stop, drop, and roll. That's what they do right away. Immediately, as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling them, in whatever fashion it might be, that's what Charedi means. Rashi and the Targum don't mention anything about a hat and jacket or length of beard. I didn't see that. Maybe the Mitzvah says it. Nope, Sudas doesn't say that either. So it seems that Charedi means someone who has a certain relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Charad al Dvarav, he has a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a tremendous awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he stops, drops, and does whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaCharedim al Dvari l'kai mitzvasai, says the Radak. He right away runs to b'kai mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which takes a certain attitude. That's what Charedi means. Anyways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so what am I looking for? Why do I want the Beis HaMikdash? Because I hope to find there the Ani, the Nechei Ruach, the Charid al Dvari. That's why I instructed for a Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, Shem says, sorry, don't need it. I'm not interested in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaMikdash if I'm not going to find these people over there. That is the Pashup Shat of the Psukim. Just stop here, no? This is good cheer. Why should I ruin it? Well, I'd like to share with you anyways what Rabbi Yisrael Eibeshitz says. It's also Gevaldik. On this pasuk, a little from Rabbi Yisrael, I'm saying a little bit different than the way he says it. I'm going along his mahalach. We'll add a little bit from the Ben Ishchai and the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Here it is: the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Dalid, one of our favorite Gemaras. If you're allowed, you're not really allowed to say that, but a Gemara that we quote quite often. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Nun Dalid, the Gemara is speaking about the Beis Hamikdash, good place for it to be in Mesach Zvachim. And the Gemara says, "Andaf nun dalid, amun beis." Darash Rava, Ma'idach Siv, Vayelach David b'Shmuel, Vayeshu b'Noyes b'Rama. What does it mean when it says in Shmuel that David and Shmuel went and they settled in Noyes in Rama? Decide, were they in a place called Noyes? Were they in a place called Rama? Two different locations. V'chima in Noyes etzol Rama. Ella, Shayyoshim Rama. Really, they were residing at that point in Rama. It's actually while David was on the run, but they were right then that day in Rama. But they were involved with the most beautiful place in the world. Now, the most beautiful place in the world is not doesn't say the Alps over here in Rashi. Looking at Rashi, he doesn't seem to say it's the Alps. He doesn't say it's even Gan Eden, the most beautiful place in the world, Noyesh Shel Olam, says Rashi, Beis HaBachira, where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Like we know, in the entire Chumash, it never ever mentions Yerushalayim. It says Yerushalayim, it says Shalim, never says Yerushalayim. Even in Sefer Yeshua, there's no Mefeirush mention of where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Any special Kedusha to Yerushalayim is not mentioned in Sefer Yeshua. And therefore, it was unknown where is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built. Which city would Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose? So they were involved in that last night. Beis HaBachira, the home that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Yivchar Hashem, that He will choose. Well, is there a way to discover which place Hashem has chosen? So David and Shmuel spent the night involved in a sugya of trying to figure out where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And the Gemara says they took it to Sefer Yeshua and they were dyked to Pesukim. And they made a drasha, and they figured out that it must be that the Beis HaMikdash should be built in Yerushalayim, based also on a pasuk in Chumash, Vakamta V'Alisa. It says in Chumash that when you go to Beis HaMikdash, Vakamta V'Alisa El HaMakim SheYivchar Hashem, you travel upwards, you're going uphill to get there. So they figured out that the highest place in Eretz Yisrael, according to Sefer Yeshua, and we're not talking about HaMiron or Har Chevron, we're not talking topography, we're talking about what they discovered in the Torah. It doesn't say that they brought those surveyors with those orange suits and those cute machines on the tripods to measure which place is the highest. I'm not even sure if that's used on for measuring height, so excuse me if I'm totally off. But they or helicopters, they decided that they wanted to discover which place is considered the highest. How about taking out a Chumash or a Sefer Yeshua and working from there? That's what they did. The Gemara is Masber exactly how they figured it out. And they realized from that Vakamta Valisa, the highest place, is by Yerushalayim. So much that they were almost off the mark. Because really, there's something higher than the Har HaBayis, higher than HaMaria, which is known as Ein Eitam, the Gemara says. I'll read this inside. I'm still on the Dalet Amud Beis. Sover, they thought, Levnaya, to build it, Be'ein Eitam. This is a discussion exactly where it is. Some people say that it might even be Ma'ale Adumim. Okay, so they thought to build it over there because it's supposed to be the highest place. That seems to be the highest place. From Sefer Yeshua also. From Sefer Yeshua, it seems to be the highest place. Amri, they said, no, can't be. Nitzi Bei Kalil. We have to go a little bit down. We can't be super high. A little bit below the high point. Like it says in the Pasuk, Uvenk Seifav Shochein. If it's a bracha, it says, by the Chelek of Yamin, that the Shekhinah is Shochein, resides Bein Haktifayim, between the shoulders. Now, if you notice, Baruch Hashem, Hashem did not put the head and the neck on top of the shoulders themselves. That would be kind of weird. Maybe you'd have to have two heads. It would be off center, but it would be higher. Because Baruch will put the head and the neck settling on the groove between the two shoulders. So it's a little bit below the high points. So learn from that pasuk, Gavein Seif of Shachin, the Shekhinah should be Shaira, not in the highest place, go down a little bit. So that's why it's by Har Maria, Har HaBayis, and not by Ein Eitam, maybe Ma'ale Adumim. There's other theories by whatever. Anyways, so because the Baruch decided to David and Shmuel understood from the Torah that they're supposed to make it a little bit lower. The Gemara has another shot, and then the Gemara finishes and says, and for this decision, this caused Doeg HaAdoimi to be jealous of David. Like it says in Tehillim, Ki kinas beisecha achalasni. I felt consumed by jealousy over Beischa, over Kadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash. There was something which caused jealousy. And the Mashal says that from the pasuk before, you see already speaking about Doeg HaAdoimi. So, what exactly made Doeg jealous about the Beis HaMikdash? And Mechlal, what is the symbolism of it being in the highest place or a little bit below? So again, Abayis and Ibishit is Masber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is the greatest. It would even be sense to say he's the greatest. He's the only one that's great. HaGaiva v'Hagdula, Tzuvemen and Tzuvemen, only L'chai Elavim, to nobody else. There's no comparison. By anybody else, Gaiva v'Hagdula is terrible. Hashem Moloch, Yehuz Lavish, by him it's Kavaldik. Why? First of all, it's true. It's not fake. It's Metzias. Hashem Baruch Hu is the greatest. Ashir Hashem ki Goi Ga'a. And more so because the Gemara tells us at the beginning and the Megillah, which many people say, Mighty Shabbos and Vayitin Lecha, Amar Rabbi Yechim, Bechol Makim, Shat HaMaitse, Gulas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shom, At HaMaitse, Ad Vosanusai. The same place where you find the Gaiva of Hashem, you'll always find his Anivus. And it brings right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerns himself tremendously with the Nechei Ruach, the Chared Al Dvari, with the Ani, with the Yosem, with the Almana. And that's a Raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with his guide, at the same time, he's involved in the lowest of the Hamashpili Lirois Bashamayim, but also Uva Aretz. Now, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually, the reason why his guide is totally fine, unlike Chas V'Shalom by anybody else, is because together his gaiva is the essence of his gaiva is in being involved in taking care and helping people. The stinky Baal gaiva that we want to disassociate ourselves from, he is a Baal gaiva who looks down on people, disdains people. What, I should help that guy? Why do I have to go? He's terrible. He laughs when people stumble. He laughs when someone does something funny in shul. If the guy, instead of doing shlishi by mistake, gets up and does hagba. Remember that guy who does Hagba instead, or who has his jacket over his talus? The funny guy, he laughs at him, he disdains him, he mocks him, he scorns him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his gaiva, because he's so great, so he gets involved in every person. Actually, the Chayyus Lavavis writes, at the beginning of Shara Kniya, that the Midah of Kniya that I'm speaking about in my entire Shara Kniya, Chayyus Lavavis tells us at the beginning, you should know, every time I say the word Kenua in Shara Kniya, I'm referring to someone who is a great person, who really is a wonderful person, but he still knows how to live a humble life and not to walk around with his nose up and to really feel humbled in front of every other yid, especially in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to someone who just has low self-esteem or something like that. That's not, he writes this, or someone who's taka like an animal, he's low down, he doesn't feel any self-worth, he says that's not knius. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'makim sh'ata maitzei, g'losish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'am ata maitzei en v'sanusai. And we know David is on the top six, there's a list. Medush gives a list of the top six, Anovim Eder, Avram, Moshe, Aaron, David, and Gideon's on the list, and Shaul maybe. The list of the top people in history who had the midah of Anava, David HaMelech is up on the list. It's a very cute pasuk, but David meant it literally when he said it. So Zogt Beis and Ibish says, that's what the Gemara is discussing. Gemara is saying, where should we build the Beis HaMikdash? Really, it should be built in the highest place in Eretz Yisrael, which is Ein Etam, the highest point, because the highest point passes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a gaiva v'agdul l'chayilam, should really be there, his makim. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe wants it to be a little bit below to symbolize that as much as he's as great on his top, but he still lowers himself to get involved in helping other people. So that is the two studim that David and Shmuel were discussing, if they should make it in Ein Etam, the highest point, or go down a little bit, where it ended up taka to be built. So I'm going to veer a tiny little bit off from Rabbeinu Yisrael Eibishitz. You can look at it. It's printed in my Chamisha Chamisha Torah in Pirusha Rabbeinu Yohanan. It's printed at the back of the Sefer Vayikra. That's where they decided to print the Pirusha is Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you can see exactly how he says it. Say it a drop differently. According to this, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Haftarah. Koyamar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi. Hashem says, I'm the greatest. My throne's in Shemayim. I'm unmatched. But I still get involved in the aretz. I'm involved. So there's something a little bit, I lower myself down to get involved down below. Eize vayis asher tivnuli ve'eize mokim inuchasi. So where should we build the Beis HaMikdash? Should we build it based on Hashemayim Kisi, the highest place? Or should we go down a little bit because we're recognizing v'aretz hadoim ragloi? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers his own question. He says, "This kol eli yadi asasa vayuchal elon om Hashem. I created all this as all my handiwork, this entire world. But ve'elze abit, who do I pay special attention to? Who do I get the most nachas from? Who do I enjoy the most? El oni unecheruach v'chored al devari. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't build it in the highest place. Go down a little bit. That's something which is more tzuga pass for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not just a gaiva v'hagdula l'chai elamim, also ha'oiz v'ha'anova l'chai elamim. I'll add a little bit from the Ben Ishchai in Sefer Aderes Eliyahu. Ben Ishchai brings the famous Rashi, everything's famous, the famous Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, when it says Nasa Odom. So the Medrash asks, why does it say Nasa Odom? Rashi refers to this Kasha, should have said Ese Odom. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Nasa Adam in the plural. We will make man. Let us create man. Shlomo said, I will create man. And really, the Medrash Sefer Zayif and Rashi brings it afterwards. It says that really, by Yas Hashem lekimis Adam, because Baruch Hu made Adam. It wasn't with anybody else's involvement. But Rashi says, Afal pi. Meaning from Rashi, even though nobody helped HaKadosh Baruch Hu create man, and Apikorsim might come to a terrible mistake, might fall, and might be misled by this pasuk and say, oh, there's many gods who created the world. The Torah still did not stop from teaching us the Midah of Anova. Yes, the boss could have a meeting of his underlings and ask them for their opinion and hear what they have to say. That is the right thing. That's what he's supposed to do. Not he make the final decision himself. He's the boss, no problem. But he can involve everybody and hear what they have to say. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us. Even though it might cause kvira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's worth it to teach Derech Eretz. That's why he says, Nasa, Hashem asked the Malachim. You know, there was a discussion amongst the Malachim. Some said it should be built. Some said man should be created. Some said man shouldn't be created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu discussed it with them to teach us Derech Eretz. So the Ben Ishchai says, that's also included in the words, V'chared al-dvari. Chared al-dvari means he pays attention to my words. You realize what kind of a scary thing Hashem did over here? He wrote words which infer kfira in order, he risked the kfira in order that we shall learn anivus. That's how important it is. That's chared al-dvari. He pays attention to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great fear and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crying can teach us something. Okay, how does this end up with Dayag? So why does it say, V'al-davar zeh nitra Dayag adaymi? This his kinah of David came because of this. See, so I looked in Rabbi Yishai Chasida's Ishiya Tanakh, the two great Marim Mekoymis. One is Medrash HaChatayv. It's in the Yalkut Shemoni also. I looked it up in the Yalkut. Why is Dayag Adaymi called Adaymi? Why Adaymi? So the Medrash has a whole bunch of shots on why he's called Adaymi. Lama Nikra Shemoni Adaymi. So I'll just read a drop of the ones that are Nageya to us. Rav Shmuel Amar Shekinei B'David Shenikra Adaymi. He was jealous of David, who's called an Adaymi. David's also called Adaymi, Adaymi. And he was jealous of him. He wanted to be like that redhead, like that Gingy, they say in Hebrew. So he's called Adaymi. He's always trying to copy David. Rav Abba Bar Kehano Amar Shehitir Dam Noivir Kehanim. He spilled the blood of the Kehanim who in the city Noiv. Another shot over here. Rabbi Chanina Amar. Second, I know what I wanted to say. Which one? Here it is. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, sorry. Shayamadim pnei hakol bahalacha. He would shame others, cause others to become red in the face from his knowledge entirely. He would, like they say, you know, nowadays I've heard kids say, bam, blast. He would knock down other people in Torah. It wasn't just about knowing Torah. It was about learning to shame others. Madim pnei hakol bahalacha. He would cause others to become red. And then the last two pshatim in the Medrash actually compare him to Mamish to Edom. Say Lashon, he acted like an Edomite. So these are the midas of Dayag Edom. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you could say the reason why he's called Dayag, maybe also in his name, he was always worried about what's going on with David. What did David do today? What did David show today? What's going by other people? What do people think about me? Maybe he was very worried about that also. Maybe that's why he called Dayag. I don't know. I saw Rav David Kronglass brings a Yushalmi. Yushalmi has a whole story how Dayag Adaymi kind of got along with David until one time David gave a psak about Lechem HaParim. That was it. He decided he's going to get David. And that's when he went and told Shaul the Lashon Hara on David, which caused that Noivir Kehanim should be killed. Everybody knows the Gemara says in Erechin that Lashon Hara kills three people. The one who's saying the Lashon Hara, the one who's listening to Lashon Hara, and the one who would set about. The Yushalmi actually in Peah gives a specific example of these three and says, this is the story of Dayag, David, and Achimelech and all the other Kehanim. Rishami says, even Avner ended up being killed because of this. There was Dayag is like the prime example of not someone who said Lashon Hara, but a Baal Lashon Hara, someone who's considered a king of Lashon Hara. So you look at these different midrash and why he's called a Daimi. He's jealous and he killed. He spilled the blood of, he caused the blood of the Kehanim to be killed. And he's shaming other people. And this is a real Baal Lashon Hara. I mean, the Gemara says in Erechin Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says, there are seven things, this is the Kesha to the Parasha, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Negayim Bain, there are seven things which cause Negayim. Medrash says, list 10, Baal Turim brings both. But here the Gemara in Erechin Daf Tazayin on base says seven things a Goyim come for. Al Lashon Hara, it's the most famous. Val Shvichas Damim, for killing. Val Shvu Ashav. Val Gili Arayis. Val Gassas Aruach. Val Agezel. Val Tzaris Ayin. And it has a pasuk for each one. And Dayeg is definitely like taking over this list of seven. He has Lashon Hara. He has Shvichas Damim. He has Gassas Aruach. And he has Tzaris Ayin, stingy, bad eye, jealousy. He has a whole bunch of these things. He's mamish, the opposite, extreme opposite of David, who we said was so humble. And he sees how David, this is going back to Rebbeinu and Eibishitz, how David had this beautiful lesson together with Shmuel that the Beis Hamikdash isn't in the highest place. You go down a little bit. Because Baruch was not interested in Bali Gaiva Bechlal. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want Bali Gaiva. Shem wants people that know how to lower themselves and humble themselves really with all their heart. And this really burnt up Dayeg, who this is the antithesis of him. It's against all of him in so many different ways. So much that I asked some students today in Cheder on the phone. Okay, no one should like call the police on me. I asked some students in Cheder, why didn't Dayeg actually get Lashon Hara? So we had two terutzim. Maybe one teretz was, Chazal said that he died at 34 years old, a very, very young age. He didn't even make it through halfway of 70. And it was a punishment from him, a terrible punishment. He was taken away young. Some people die young because they're big tzaddikim. He was taken away, and it says in Parachelik, he was taken away and chucked out. He's really, really bad shape. So if Tzaras is considered one of the forms of Misa, maybe he didn't need it because he just pasha got the misa. Very, very, very 34 years old. It's like double karis, yeah? Or another student suggested that we know that tzaras is actually a gift. If you look, and we learned this week the Sefer HaChinuch in the midst of tzaras, who explains how it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to inspire us to do tshuva, and Dayeg wasn't worthy of this gift. Like nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, for many hundreds of years, thousands of years, haven't been zeche to tzaras. If we would have tzaras, then we would be so much more careful in Lashon Hara. Every second we would stop. We see what happens. We would go along and do tshuva. The Chinuch goes along and explains how Musker and Muchlat, all different levels, are based on how much tshuva he's involved in. So Dayeg wasn't zaychet to all of that. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Getting back, that's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Al-Davar Zeh, when Dayeg realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in those haughty people, this really was something that he couldn't absorb. He couldn't deal with that. He couldn't cope with that. About to be humble. It was against everything that Dayeg was about, unfortunately. So, again, to summarize just our Pasuk in the Haftarah, of course, we said the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have the whole world, based on Mikdash, it's not for me, it's for you, to have a walk in my Vaida. If you think it's for me, I'm going to throw you out of it. If you realize proper avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what kind of a schus is to be in the Beis HaMikdash, then yes, you can still have the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, etc. That is Pashtub Shat. However, we said another Mahalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, on one hand I have Shemaim, on the other hand I have Aretz. So where should you build the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is my main thing, what I'm most proud of, if we can say that, is Avel Zeh Abit, Al Oni Yunuchay Ruach V'Chared Al Dvari. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says who I'm searching for. Looking for someone who knows, as great as he is, as knowledgeable as he is, he's still able to go along and help other people. You have Torah, go help someone. Have patience. Go over along and explain it again to someone else. Don't lose it. Make time for other people, as busy as you are. You're rich and you have money. Take from it and share it with other people. Share from your time, share from your carcass with other people, and do it with a great heart. Do it and feel, be happy to go along and help other people. Have a good Shabbos and a good, wonderful Chodesh.